Good day, greetings in the precious name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray today that everyone is in peace and in the joy of the Lord. Amen. Now, let me first offer a prayer before we proceed. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this very day that you wake us up sound and in your peace, in your joy. You know, Lord, your peace, your joy, this gives us the strength for the whole day and throughout the whole day. And thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity you've given us to be together in this platform, the Daily Devotion. Fill us, O Lord, with your blessings, and let us sit this very moment in heavenly places with Christ. Anoint us, O God, as we approach your word. Fill us with your Holy Spirit as we hear what we should be hearing today. And Lord, bless those who are in need. Yes, Father God. In the name, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all this. Amen. Amen. Now, let us continue with our little subject that we started yesterday, and that was on the unsearchable ways and judgment of God. Now, we have heard from yesterday's sharing that God hid from his people, Israel, his wonderful plan for us, the Gentile. In that time, I mean, when God dealt with the nation Israel, no one of them realized that God would in some later time call the Gentiles to his grace, to his salvation. And they considered the Gentiles unclean. The Jews regarded every Gentile they met on the road a dog or an unclean animals whatsoever. But God concluded them. The Jews from were cut off from the grace so that we could step in, the Gentiles could step in. They were blinded for our sake, the Bible said. And none of the Jews knew that this would happen. It never came into their minds that one day the Gentiles would be in one sheepfold with them and under one shepherd. And that is why, brothers and sisters, Paul called this grafting of the Gentile to salvation plan of God a mystery of God, or a mystery of Christ. Mystery, singular, not mysteries, no. But mystery of God, or mystery of Christ. Amen. And we can read that in Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. We will read Ephesians chapter 3. We'll start with verse 3 up to verse 6. Yeah, from verse 3 to 6. Now, verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when we read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Amen. Verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That what? Verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of the same promise in Christ by the gospel. Amen. Amen. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. The Gentiles should be of the same body. Amen. See that? I believe, brothers and sisters, that there are many mysteries. There are many doctrines, teachings that God hid from the ages past. But there is this one big, amazing plan, a one unique, special, and should I say, very important mystery of God, and that is the grafting of the Gentiles to the salvation plan God has planned in Christ Jesus. And that is the seven church ages. This is the time period when the Gentiles believed and come into the grace. Amen. Now, there have been seven ages of the Gentile church. We have the Ephesian church age, Smyrna, Pergamo, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and now we are living in the time of Laodicea. Amen. No more church age to follow. We are living now in the end of the last church age, and there will be no other church age to follow. That is why the Bible said in Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, let us read. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the seventh church age messenger, the seventh angel, amen. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the what? Then what? The mystery of God, the mystery of God. What was that mystery of God? Mystery, it is singular, not mysteries, mystery of God. That mystery of God, as I've said beforehand, that is the grafting of the Gentile, the seven Gentile church aids to the salvation plan of God in Christ. Yeah. The mystery of God should be finish as he had declared to his servants the prophets. Amen. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? Revelation 10:7 is not about the different mysteries that Brother Branham had opened in these last days. Revelation 10:7 is about that one unique, special, and very important mystery, and that is the grafting of the Gentiles to the salvation God has planned in Christ Jesus. And this mystery will be coming to an end. This mystery will be put to an end after the sounding of the voice of the seventh angel. Amen. That's what Revelation 10:7 said. Amen. See? Now, brothers and sisters, if we realize this, we are living in a borrowed time. We are living in the extension time. In the extension, should I say, in the end time of the end time. And brothers and sisters, we should realize that in a time soon, God will be dealing again with the nation Israel, putting an end to the Gentile dispensation. As he said, and I quote again in Romans 11:25, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, and that is only until the fullness of the Gentile become in. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, how unsearchable are his ways. How unsearchable are his ways. Amen. But his ways in this mystery of God is made known unto us. It is made known unto us before it will be closed. God discloses this mystery before our eyes, before he closes it. Amen. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, brothers and sisters, we must be glad that we have come in. Amen. We should be glad that God, in calling others, that he passed us not. Amen. God in smiling and in calling others, he included us. Amen. You know, this takes me to the lyrics of the song we usually sing, Hallelujah. The song which is pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, you do not pass me by. Amen. Amen. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, you do not pass me by. Amen. Amen. Now let me sing my favorite verse in this song, which says, thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee, yes, Lord, whom in heaven but thee. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How unsearchable are his ways, brothers and sisters. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to the Holy Spirit, who searched it for the things of God and made this mystery of God known to us. Amen. Now, let us pray at this point. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the joy you have given us today. The joy of knowing your ways, the joy of fellowshipping, even sweeter things from you, Lord. The joy of knowing your ways and your plans for us is a joy incomparable. Yes, Lord. And let this joy, Lord, continue as we consume this whole day. Let your peace reign to each one of us, and lead those who are in need of you be comforted, be supplied today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great and blessed day, everyone, and see you tomorrow.